Without a shadow of a doubt, those who are still working for ATV will welcome the new investor with open arms. For more than a year, ATV's original shareholders have not been in the public eye, and the television station has been in operational difficulty. ATV employees have not received their salaries on time. The changes that come with a new investment mean that ATV should not be short of funds anymore. Still, a huge, immediate challenge lies ahead of ATV's new investor and employees. They have to figure out a way to turn ATV around and give it a new lease of life, so that it will be able to serve the public. They have to show that ATV is a worthy competitor in the industry and has the ability to survive. As ATV's new funds come from mainland China, it merits our attention whether things will go the same familiar way. What particularly concerns us is the rather negative impression ATV has left with the public over the years. Great effort will be needed if ATV is to build up a new image of itself. Will ATV remain a player in the free-to-air TV market? It is all in its hands.